Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Resh Ayin Aleph, a continuing Hilchos Chanukah. And here we go. Ner Sheyesh Lo Shtei Pios. Ole Lo Bishvil Shnayim. He says, if you have a Ner that has two Pios, meaning two Psilos, two wicks, a candle that has two wicks, Mibifnim, inside, Munachim Bener, sitting in one candle or one coast, ze etzel ze. You have the wicks next to each other. So let's say you have two wicks in one little candle of oil, one next to the other. We're in the Mishnah Berurah, shtei pios. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, yud aleph, shtei pios. Hayinu shab silos mibifnim munachim bener ze etzel ze. You have two wicks inside, next to each other, situated next to each other inside the coast. Rock Rashay of Psilos, Kishabolt and Lachutz, Nechlak and the Shtay Mekomos. The tops of the Psilos, they when they come out of the oil, they spread out into two areas. And what, now keep your finger on the rest of that Mishnah Berurah. Hold on to your finger there where it says the Kamash Malam. Let's go back now to the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Yershi, Nershi, Yeshto, Shtay Pios, Olelo Bishvil Shnayim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. It counts as two. So that's what he's saying. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Kamash Malan is coming to teach you the Afal Pi Shemibifnim Einan Mitzbalin Apsilos Klal Zemizeh, even though inside the oil they're not separated, they're both in the same coast, in the same nair. Mikomakom Kemish Mikom Anachasam Bepeh, since in the place where they are resting at the edge, at the lip of the nair, they are recognizable. Minkar Sheim Shnayim, they're recognizable as two. Nechshavos Kishtayim, they're viewed as two. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis. Ola Lo Bishvil Shnayim, it counts as two. He says, Mashma Mi Lashon Zeh. It is implied from this Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. That when the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Ola Lo Bishvil Shnayim, okay, what's the implication? Da Fil Mahadrin Ha'osin Ner L'Kol Echad. Gam Kain, Yoil, okay, even for Mahadrin that everyone lights, this also will, Gam Kain, Yoil, Ze, L'Shnei, B'nei, Adam. So let's say you're not doing Mahadrin, Mena Mahadrin, right? You're not having it count as a second day or a third day, but rather you're doing Mahadrin where you have Ner L'Kol Echad, we have one Ner for each person. It would also count for two people. He says, the Magen Avram says that which we saw previously, the Haggah in the Ramah, will be done, that according to us, the Mosifin B'chol Laila, according to us, that we add on every night, Ner Echad B'chol Echad B'na Bayis, right? Now that we do the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, where our Mahadrin, Menah Mahadrin, is not like the Shulchan Aruch. Our Mahadrin, Menah Mahadrin, is that everyone in the home adds a candle every day. So therefore, and Tzarech Kol Echad, Lahadrik Neiros B'makom Yud Miuchad. The problem is that the Ramah had said, right, yesterday, that if you're doing the Mahadrin, Menah Mahadrin, and everyone lights their own Mahadrin, Menah Mahadrin, adding a day, he says that you have to have separate, distinct areas for each person, so that it will be Nikar, so that it will be recognizable that each person has his first day, second day, third day represented in the amount of candles. So that's why the Ramah had said everyone has to have their neros in a makom miyuchad, in its own separate distinct place. So in that case, lo yadliku shnei anashim b'ner echad. So therefore, two people should not go ahead and light in the same ner. Afilu b'leila rishona. And therefore, even on the first night, they're only lighting one candle each. The Eish Lizayim is that you should be careful because each person should have his one day separate, his candle for the first day, separate. Yavshar, Dafka, Ner, Sheyeshlo, Rak, Shnei, Pios. He says, and this is possible that with this talking here, where you have a Ner, where coming out of the same Ner are two Psilos. Avo Benoro, Shalanu, but of our menoros, Sheyeshlan Shmoneh Pios, we have eight separate, okay, distinct, right? Eight separate distinct neros in the actual menorah. So then mutter lahadlik shnei bnei adam zeh b'katzazeh. Then maybe you could use our menorahs and have one person light on one side of the menorah, and the other person light on the other side of the menorah, because then harei roin shadliku shnayim. There you'll see that two people lit because they're on both sides of our menorah. The mlokena your mother kaseder. If not, they would have lit kaseder right in order, one next to the other, like we light one, then we're mosif one next to it. Kaseder echad etzal chaver. We'd have it one next to the other. And he says v'chein noagin olam, and the olam is knowing this way that you could have two people light in the same menorah on the first day, one on one side of the menorah and one on the other one on the other side of the menorah, and that would be fine lechol hadayis. Now we continue on in the next Shulchan Aruch. So okay, Siftal, Milei Ka'ara Shemen V'Hikifa Psilas. So what happened? A guy fills up a little bowl of oil, and he basically surrounded it around its circumference with wicks, and he wants to go ahead and light all his candles, all his candles of Hanukkah on that plate or bowl coming out of it. So he says, Im kafa Allah kli, if on top of the bowl he puts another kli, right, going to say like a plate above it, and therefore you don't just have the oil with the wicks coming out of it around the circumference, then kol psila ola b'shvil ner echad, that each wick can count as one ner. But lo kafa la kli, but if he doesn't go ahead and cover it with a kli, afilu l'ner echad eina ola, even for one ner, it doesn't count. Lefi shehu ke medura, because then it becomes like a torch and not a candle. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud Gimel Im Kafa, Sha'al Yidei Zeh, when you go ahead and you put a plate, let's say, on top of the bowl, with each wick now just comes out now, and it's not all just emanating from the oil, so then the psilos do not join up as one torch. The Dafka Kisha Kafa, and it's specifically where he first covers it with a plate, V'yachar Kach Hidlik, and afterwards he lights it. Aval Im Hidlik V'yachar Kach Kafa, but if he lights it and then puts the plate over it, that's not going to work. Sarech l'chabos u'l'chasos, he has to blow it out and then cover it again, b'chli, with a kli, v'lachzor v'lahadlik, and then light again, because we hold that hadlaka osa mitzvah, the mitzvah is in the hadlaka, and if the hadlaka was done as a torch, it's not good. And again, sifkat v'gedal, why is it not good when it is just emanating from the oil? V'fisha huke medura, because it becomes like a medura, like a torch, shemeschabros kol halav yachad, that each flame joins up as together, and therefore you have a number of flames and wicks joining up, and therefore it's not a candle, it's a torch, which is not going to be good. So the Ramah Haga Lachain Yesh Lizaher Lahamid Haneros Beshura Beshava Velo Beigul Tahavi Ke Medura. He says therefore a person has to be careful to stand his neros, his wicks. He should try to go ahead and all his candles be in one row, the low, the eagle, and not in a circular way, like around the circumference, not in a circle. The Havi Kimedura, because that will be like a Medura. Look at Sipka and Tess. Vav, Vishura Shava, the Hainu Shalasos Echad Nichnas, Yechad Yotze, Gamkein Eno Kadai. He says, even to have one going out and one going in, right, and not in a straight row, is also not kedai. Shelo yavo lasos beigul, because this will might lead to you actually doing it in a circular way, which would make it into like a medura. Dahavi sifkat tazayin, dahavi ke medura. If you do it in a circular way, it will be like a medura. Then yesh hefsek mechitza bein ner lener. But if you have a mechitza in between each ner, the distance of a etzba in between, mutter, that will be permissible. V'afilu lo kafa aleha kli. And that's even if you do not put a kli above it. V'chein noagin, he says, and that's the minag, the dafka, bekara, she'ein shum hefsek b'nei l'ner. Specifically in a kara that does not have a hefsek, in between each ner. So he says, if there's some type of physical separation and there's a etzba in between each ner, that will be okay. And when we talk about a ka'ara, that where it's basically going to not be good, it's going to be like a madura, is where there's no hefsek between the neros. So here he's talking about where you have it really in the same oil, but if you have something of hefsek, something separating the wicks, and there's an etzba in between, that's going to be okay. And therefore, based on this, we come to our type of menorahs. That's what he says, umutu lahadlik bepamotos shekorin lampa. Right? He says you could light in these candelabras that are called lampas, like lamps, and that's what sort of very similar to what we have. We have our own little candelabras, but he says these candelabras were actually separate, distinct branches of the coming out, like the branches and cups coming out, and they were actually svivos be'igul, right? even if they are in a circular fashion. Because you have now these different branches where there are hollows where each one is like its own cup, and each one creates its own mechitza between each kana, being mafzik between it and its chaver. So, assuming again, it also has at least an etzba between. Some say it should even be an agudal, which is the equivalent of two etzbas. Should be like a thumbkin. And the reason why it's good, me'achar, back to the Rambam, me'achar shekol ner muvdal harbe mechaveru, since each one is separate, each one from each other, and it's in its own separate mechitza. Look at the mechitza, yud ches, me'achar shekol ner muvdal harbe, yilashon zeh, smashma de tarti ba'inam, dahayinu shi gam ken muvdal makana mechad mechaveru, they have to be separate, each kana, each branch of the candelabra has to be separate one from the other, levad mashi yesh l'kol kana, besides each kana having a mechitza bifnei atzma. So they need to be separate from one another, like by let's say a finger's breadth, and each one has to have its own mechitza, meaning its own like cup, its own branches, its own hollow cup coming out. And Eliyahu Rabba, she cuts off the dai berokh of etzba, and Eliyahu Rabba writes that it's enough to have a rochav in between. So you say, oh, what's that? He says that could be shayach when you're dealing with candles, right? Because you have candles, you don't have a mechitza in between the candles because the candles come out. So he says, uadid kishem adakin nero shava b'kotel. Same thing would apply when you attach, okay, the wax candles to a wall. So you should have at least an etzba in between each candle. And there is not really going to be a mechitza in between, but the fact that they are separate candles and distinct, that will suffice. Now the Ramah continues on a similar note. He says, "Yizaru kishosim neros afilu b'shava." He says, when you're making candles, be careful, even if they're wax. She'ein ledavkan v'yachad, you should not attach them uladlikan and light them, even if they seemingly are in the same row. Dahavi ke medura, if they're attached. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Yud Teis. He says, "She'ein ledavkan v'yachad ladlikan afilu hadlik shnayim v'yachad aser." Even to attach two together is usr. Just two is usr. That's already torch-like. Kol shekein arba or chabisha, for sure, if you're attaching together four or five, the badai nirek in madura, looks like a madura, and the rama ends off, afilu b'neros shal shabbos v'yontov, yizaru shal lasoske, and even on the neros of shabbos and yontov, you should be careful to not to do this. Comes the Mr. Bura, and he says, ayein be'ber ha'lacha. So check out, he says, the Be'er HaLacha. So if you look at the Be'er HaLacha, he says as follows. He says, "Loshon zeh, mashma da'af b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov, yesh l'zayif l'alasos kein." He says, you should be careful even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And you should write them all separately, and they shouldn't be like a Madura. He says, "Ve'eino kein, the b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov," he says, this is not really true, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a mitzvah to actually make them kruchim, kidle'el, the simon reish samach gimel. Okay? They used to make the Ne'er Shel Shabbos out of wax, where they would actually make them braided, like a Rav Dullah candle. Okay, and they used to have two candles braided together, two wax candles, and it would be like a Zachar V'Shamor B'Divar Echad. And he added that's a good minhag. And then Magen Avraham basically asks, okay, on this Ramah, what's going on? It's actually a mitzvah to make them kruchim because it's more light. So he says, check out the end. The end of the Beralacha ends off by saying that there's missing something here in this Ramah. And what it means to say is you shouldn't have them next to each other where they will go ahead and heat up each other, and the heat from one will go ahead and melt the candle next to it, and that would cause issues. And the candles should be separate so that one does not go ahead and melt the other one. This will be a problem everywhere, both by Neros Shabbos as well as Neros Chanukah.